loose and my fucking, I'm sorry, I'm taking myself out.
Yeah.
Whenever I freestyle, I normally curse and I can't be doing that on the radio, sorry. Okay, alright, we're gonna
You can do it without cursing.
Alright, okay,
I believe in
you. My shoes are loose, and I'm blind to the goose sitting right next to my side. His name's Sam Lenny, and he's behind, is so far up his rear end that he don't know how to round. He's laughing right now, and I'm just trying to shout. I'm just trying to speak the truth and be Baloof. Because that's not a word. I'm trying to be something that I'm not, which is absurd. I'm trying to be something which I'm not, which is absurd. I need to be me. I need to be me and be myself identically to someone who can not be hesitant. Someone who can be the next president. Someone who can be successful and meditate and never hesitate and never bend a plate or never crash a car, because that's way too far, way too... Lenny, you go.
I went to the fridge and got a jar. I opened it up.
It was a car.
I left it out on the counter. A jar.
Okay. Okay.
Did you get it?
A jar. Oh my god. All right. Okay. Quick question: does anyone know how to spell a jar? You know how to spell a jar?
A-J-A, like a jar?
Yeah, no,
like,
a jar. Yeah. Something that's a jar.
Yeah. A-J-A-R, right?
No way, dude.
I think so.
No way is it the same way.
I'm pretty sure it is. I left the word jar.
It's like there's a D in that. Oh, no, you're right. He's right. It's a jar. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Because this is what we're going to do. So there's so the BBC, frequently play do you hear that?
Yeah.
I just hear this fuzzing noise in the background.
Yeah, it's been coming through mine for a while. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so there's this, so the BBC in England, I'm sure you all have heard of it, play this game show which is called Just a Minute. And basically you get given a random topic and you have to speak about that random topic without hesitating, which is what I've done to perfect my rap game, without hesitating, not repeating anything, and not doing one other rule, which is
not laughing.
So the rules are, so there's no hesitation, repetition, or deviation, right? Mm. So you can't deviate from the topic, right. You can't repeat like a word other than like the, and you can't hesitate, which is pausing
for a minute. That's a long time,
right? So what we're gonna do is
start out with like practice sessions of like 15 seconds.
Okay, so we're gonna do small. Okay, stop. We're gonna have a stopwatch right here. Okay, and we're going to do one second. Okay, so cool. We just had to discuss this real quick. So the topic is going to be Under the Sea. Sam Lenny, you're gonna go first. Ready? And I'm gonna be the judge, even though I'm the DJ. So I'm gonna say, oh, hesitation, and I'm gonna gain a point.
Cool.
Ready, right. Set, go.
All right. Well, Under the Sea was really a pop hit back in the early 2000s about a little mermaid who was called Ariel, and she lived under the sea, and she sang this song that was really about it being better down where it's wetter, says the red crustacean. I can't remember if he was a lobster or a crab or what, but he was singing this song, and all of the other sea creatures were out there singing along with him. And the song, it was something about getting to, you know, like just enjoying your ocean life and living with it, and because she was a mermaid and she really wanted legs, but she also loved the ocean because that was her home. How much time do I have left? I felt like that was way over.
I forgot
you didn't set it. I was going, man.
I didn't set it.
I mean, the thing is,
the thing is though, when you do like that's a hesitation.
What?
Yeah, you need it. You need to go straight without saying or like or something like that. Yeah,
oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
These guys are amazing at this game.
Okay. I didn't realize that. That's.
You want to go again?
No. You go this time.
Oh, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Right. Okay. So I'm gonna. You need to give me a topic, and then I'm gonna say go.
I have to give you one, or is it?
Give me a random topic, and I have to talk about that topic for as long as I can without hesitating, deviating, or repeating.
Okay, I'm gonna go with narwhals.
Well, so narwhals are an amazing.
Oh, that's right there. That's hesitation right there. You're terrible.
No,
at this.
You didn't give me another time. You didn't give me another time. Okay, ready? Narwhals are the stupidest animal. Okay. Narwhals. I once was a narwhal. It was an amazing experience. My mum and dad said you could never be a narwhal when you were younger, and I did not believe them, because when I was in the third grade, my student teacher, Rebecca, told me that narwhals were the best possible excuse to come to class, even though that has nothing to do with what I am talking about. I believe narwhals are the reason I am here today, the reason I have been so successful in my life, and the reason I am a DJ at WMFO. Narwhals have these amazing unicorn eyebrows and unicorn nose that while also manage to go under the sea. Okay, I'm out.
How long did you get?
Something like four, around 40 seconds. I think I went over time.
What?
So you need to finish off the 20 seconds now talking about narwhals. Ready, go.
So narwhals are a species of mammal that lives underneath the sea, just like the Little Mermaid Ariel and her crustacean friend. Narwhals have a long horn, approximately 6 feet long, twirled, but it is actually not a horn, it is really a tooth.
He's one. All right, he's got 1 point, I've got 0 points right now. All right, that was a good round. Good round of just a minute right here. If we had more people, if we had more guests, it would be way more entertaining because we could have different people, and everyone would be very amped in trying to figure out if someone hesitated.
Yeah, I bet someone, if they called in, they could play with
us. Yeah, guys, if you guys want to call in, you can call in at any time. The number is 855-915-9636. It would be a pleasure to. I've never had someone call into my show before, so.
Oh, really? I've had people call in all the time.
Well, because you probably asked them to.
Thanks, Mom.
All right, so we're going to do another round here of just a minute.
All right, so who goes next? Is it you again?
So I think the winner decides.
Okay, then it's you. Because I'm trying to capitalize on your mess up.
All right, so I'm gonna mess up immediately then. So you. Okay, so you have to give me a subject.
Well, if you're gonna do that, then I'm just gonna give you a subject that I could talk about for hours.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Ooh, what is that? Ooh. It's gonna be like music or something.
Yeah. Electric guitars.
I don't know anything about electric guitars.
Okay, vintage Porsches.
Okay, so the very first vintage Porsche that I've ever came across in my life was a Porsche 911.
That was an You just ummed
okay,
right there.
Okay. All right. Your turn. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Vintage Porsches are a signature look of the American vintage auto trade.
Hesitation.
What the hell was I talking about? They're German.
Oh my god. That's good. Alright, so we've got 27 seconds right on, so I've got 33 seconds left.
All right.
Okay. This is a really hard. I think we need more broad topics. Okay, so vintage Porsches. Okay, so ready,
go,
set, go. Vintage Porsches. I will start again from where I was before. My friend Ethan's father, God bless him, rest his soul in peace. He owned a vintage Porsche 911 antique car, antique license plate, and it was a really. You got me. I used antique twice in like three words. Okay, so right. So you got 16 seconds left, okay? Seconds. Let's see if we can do it. You need to go more than 5 words per minute though, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay. Ready, set, go.
The most notable vintage Porsche is the 1960s Porsche Turbo 930, which had a large whale tail.
It's paused, mate.
Come on, you hesitated.
Go ahead. I got 4 seconds. Let's see if I can do it.
Go.
Oh, this Porsche I saw the next day was amazing. It had these blue ribbons and these blue stripes. Even though I was blue twice, it's past the minute line, so I'm good.
Can I say deviation because you were talking about Porsches and not vintage Porsches?
Oh, my God. Okay, all right. Let's talk about something else besides vintage Porsche. Let's do something like...
All right. You won that one, so...
We're 1-1. Okay, so how about we talk about your first date?
Okay. Yeah.
And it could be completely a lie, it could be the truth, it could be whatever you wanted.
Okay.
Ready? We're gonna reset this time. 3, 2, 1, go.
My first date was in the 7th grade. It was with this girl. Her name was Allison. This is actually a true story. Her name was Allison Shapiro. She was very Jewish, but the Jewish people are great, so that's fine. So what we did that night is we went to the movies, and we were going to see a movie that looked good. I can't remember what that one was called, but we ended up seeing a movie called Valentine's Day that came out probably in about 2010. And the movie Valentine's Day was truly despicable. It was awful. Everything that went on in that movie was terrible cinematic quality. We left that movie probably stupider than we came in it. But it was no problem because we enjoyed our time together, Allison and I. And so at the end of the date, we were standing outside of the movie theater waiting for my dad to pick us up so that he could get us an awkward car ride home. That was a stutter, not a hesitation.
No.
That was a stutter, not a hesitation. There was no hesitation in my voice.
No, that's what a hesitation is.
No, a hesitation is when you can't think of the word. This was just... Literally, a stumble.
Okay, I'm looking at the rules. The rules. Hesitation is watched very strictly. A momentary pause in speaking can give rise to a successful challenge, as can tripping over one's words. Even pausing during audience laughter or applause, known as riding a laugh, can be challenged. It's sad because you were at 56 seconds. About me, I could have stopped you earlier because you did about 2 or 3 times. You said it was about this and that about sometime.
Really, but that's a descriptor. That's not like a repeated noun or anything like that.
I don't know, me or whatever. All right, so I got 4 seconds. I feel like I'm cheating now. What are we talking about again?
Your first date.
My first date was with a girl named Emma back in Baskin Robbins.
Oh, you just repeated.
But it was already past a minute.
You said back in Baskin Robbins. So right, that's right. That's repetition.
This has been bad.
I think redo. I get the last 4 seconds. Besides, hey man, the public wants to know about Allison. All right, come on.
Okay, let's hear about Allison. Ready? Let's go.
All right, and then Allison and I We sat on the porch of the movie theater because movie theaters have porches. And we kissed. And then she was like, oh, you should probably do this with your mouth. And she grabbed my cheeks. And, she and then ever since then, I knew how to kiss a girl.
She did that, though?
Yeah, actually.
She did that. She, grabbed- yeah.
She was like...
Was she older than you?
Not by that much.
By a couple days. She was my twin sister.
She was 13. Mm. Yeah,
okay, well, she was, I'm sure probably, you guys wanted to hear about my first date. My first date was with this girl named Emma, and I took her out to Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins and bought her some donuts because she was a very plump lady.
We like, hey, Ma, let me get you some donuts.
And everyone made fun of me. Everyone went along with me because they knew I asked her on a date. So I had all these friends from high school in the same Baskin Robbins, same Dunkin' Donuts, sitting 20 feet away from me, just eyeing me the entire time. And it was the weirdest experience of my life. And I've never...
miserable.
I've never went on a date with her again.
Never taken a girl out on a date since.
That girl, Emma, right now, she's playing D1 basketball for Georgetown. She's an amazing basketball player.
Yeah.
She crosses me up so easily, and I feel so sad about it. Okay, so new topic we didn't talk about. We're going to talk about flying. Ready, set, go.
Flying is what one does when they don't want to walk or swim. Flying can be accomplished through an airplane, wings, or just straight jumping off of a cliff. If you jump off of a cliff, you should probably have a parachute or some other kind of mechanism in order to...
It's a dumb
song! That's
okay.
So, where were we at?
21 seconds.
Okay, that's not so bad. I can still get this.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we're gonna be doing talking about flying. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. My first flight was over to the States when I was 4 years old. That was my first ever experience in a vehicle other than a car or a motorcycle or a swimming trunk that I managed to occupy my body with because
is
my brother decided no
this
it's
is
not
so a deviation.
it was a deviation
or oh, a swimming trunk. Is that what you just said?
I couldn't think of the word, so I was just throwing anything that came to my mouth. Alright, ready? Alright, you got 16 seconds left.
Okay.
I'm gonna be guarding you strict here, so you better not mess up.
Okay.
Ready?
Aviation is the sport of flying. Aviators are not people that fly, but are, well, they are people that fly, but they are also, that was not hesitation, I said well.
I don't know what that is.
Shut up. Let me live, huh?
I may get deducted a point because it might have been a wrongful. It might have been a wrongful, something. I don't know. Yeah. So let's see. Okay, so deviation. So deviation, yeah. So it originally meant deviating from the given subject, but it gradually evolved to also include deviating from the English language as we know it. So deviation from grammar as we understand it. So me talking about swimming trunks, that doesn't make any sense, right? Deviating from the truth and deviating from logic.
Oh, really?
Right, yeah. Oh, right. Okay, it's deviating from logic, so you need to make sense. You know?
Okay.
And then skillful players use synonyms to avoid repeating themselves, right? Even letters may not be repeated. For example, the term BBC must be avoided, as it can be successfully challenged for repetition of B.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so words such as and are usually rejected except in extreme cases. If someone says and this and that and this and that and this, You could probably sum in something about this and that as well. This, that.
Yeah.
All right. So. Yeah. So all right. You gotta. You start back from 44 seconds. You got 16 seconds left. Ready?
Wait. What was the topic?
Flying.
Flying. Okay.
Ready, set, go.
I once had a dream where I was flying. I was flying over the New York skyline, all above the buildings, which are very tall indeed. But
repetition.
Flying.
Repetition. Just, I was flying, the very beginning. You said, I was flying, I was flying. It's repetition.
Are you not allowed to repeat the word itself?
It's repetition, like, I was flying, I was flying. Right? Like, if you repeat a whole phrase.
Ooh, man, all right.
That's harsh, but...
All right, I'm going to start challenging everything.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
All right, I got 9 seconds left.
Go.
I feel kind of bad about that.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man, I'm putting work on this,
I'm putting work on it.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so... cheating little bugger. The first airplane ever invented was an Airbus 1993. Even though that is a complete lie, because the first plane that was ever invented... Repetition.
Oh,
no! Because I ever invented. I did invent it, too.
You were repeating all kinds
of
things.
Okay, so you got, like, 2 seconds left. So you need to just say aviation a couple times. Ready, set, go.
Fly away, sweet birds.
Alright, point. I'm losing. I think I've got 0 points now because my unsuccessful interruption of his, previous ones. Okay, so now we're gonna do. How about you think?
2-0.
Yeah, you win because I subtracted a point for myself.
I'm down to go, best of five.
Okay, what do you want to do? You get to choose the next subject.
Units.
Okay, all right. What is it?
Units.
I don't know enough about units.
Dude, you could make up, like, so much out of that.
You think so?
Think about...
You want to start off, or do you want to try to start off?
All right, fine. I'll get you something better. Concerts.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Give me some like good topics that they would use in this show. I've never seen this show before.
Yeah, so they would be like under the sea or mammals or like fish or
planet Earth.
Yeah, planet. That's a little too broad. Just let's see. Just in its topics.
The ocean. Is that a good one? The ocean. Wow. I actually... Mosquitoes.
What? That's so specific. Okay. Oh. This is so much more clever. Okay. So we have... the sinking ship. Right?
Are you starting? That's hesitation.
No. So, alight the train, my favorite plate, living in the 1800.
I like my favorite plate.
What is it? That's crazy. That's so hard. Yeah. Okay, all right. So I'm going to do my favorite plate.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, wow, this is huge. Okay, all right. 3, 2, 1, go. So my favorite plate was first... what was it just too slow?
My favorite place
was first.
Okay, alright. I accept it. I'm the judge, I accept your ready? Your turn. You got 54 seconds.
I'm going ready? To... Go. Yeah. Go? Okay. I'm going to tell you guys about my favorite plate because it is white with blue stripes all around the outside. It has a silver lining on the exterior rim, which allows it to remain hot under serious temperature controlled situations, but it does not break when inserted into the microwave because it is...
You can't be laughing, this is serious. Even though I'm laughing, you can't be laughing.
Yeah, you're laughing.
I was cracking up hard. I was like trying to hold back, but I couldn't. Okay. Alright, we've got 21 seconds left. I'm gonna go ahead with Sam Lenny's own description of his plate, which is the description of... Fuck.
Oh my god. I used description again.
I called myself out. You didn't call me, so I'm sacrificing myself here. Alright, you got 15 seconds. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
As I was saying about my favorite plate, it is blue and yellow on the inside because that are my favorite colors.
Yeah, he has attention. got 2 seconds left.
I was like, that is... Wait, no, those are...
okay.
Because that
are... My favorite plate has the color blue, red, green, and orange imprinted on the back and front side of the rim.
I won.
I've got 1 point, babies. I got 1 point, even though it's really sad. It's really sad. That should have been yours. All right, so now we're going to be the sinking ship.
Okay,
the sinking ship. You're going to start off. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
The sinking ship has its place in all kinds of mythological stories. From the oldest known records of sinking ships in tales such as the Argonauts and Orion, the conqueror of the Scimitar, the Snake Medusa, the the Lion's Face.
Deviation from the language. The language.
This,
the
Scimitar, Medusa.
Some of them, I don't understand some of it. I've got 37 seconds.
Wow, okay. I did well.
All right, so I'm going to do... So what's the subject again?
The sinking ship.
Right. Oh my god, this sink is shipping!
The ship is shipping!
Oh my god, that was gonna be such an amazing rendition, but I failed. So you've still got 53 seconds. You've got 33 seconds left. Ready, okay. Go.
The sinking ship has been portrayed in many stories, such as The Titanic by Leonardo DiCaprio. As we were talking about earlier, Leonardo DiCaprio has... Oh, was that what
you said? You need to use he. You need to use he. All right, I got 19 seconds. Oh my god, Captain, did you just tell me the sink is shipping? That is not correct, because you did not tell me that you are the captain of this ship, and such
you
as
said
you should...
captain twice.
No. It was a new 2 sentences, though.
No, that was repetition. Repetition.
All right, you got, like, 15 seconds left.
Okay.
Ready, go.
Leonardo DiCaprio was starred on a film about a sinking ship in which he himself sank on a ship. That ship was called the Titanic because it was very large and it crashed into an iceberg.
You're good. Oh, damn it, it's going to be mine. Oh, I was excited for that one. All right, so we're going to do... We're gonna do Living in the 1800s.
Okay.
So he's winning 3-1. We're playing. So he's 2 more rounds to win. I need a comeback, guys. I'm sorry. Get my head out of the gutter. Living in the 1800s. Should I start first?
Sure.
Okay. I remember first in the 1800s, 1812 to be exact, when the Articles of Confederation were first enacted and we withdrew from the Great Britain.
What did I do?
And you're British. You can't say withdrew from the Great Britain. You hesitated.
What was the hesitation? Because I said we.
Now I can't remember exactly what you were saying. You were saying it was like right before when we withdrew. It was like right before that.
Okay, all right. You got 50 seconds. Ready, set, go.
Living in the 1800s provided its own challenges to then days people. To people back then.
No,
to
no,
then days
no.
people.
That's a patient. Then days people.
That's devious.
I think because you messed that up though.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know, whatever. All right, we've got 43 seconds. Okay. Okay. The main reasons why the Articles of Confederation were revoked in 1812 were because it didn't provide the colonies with a reasonable means to govern themselves and also form a protective body against native enemies and international potential threats. I believe this was the main reason in the 1800s many people died from hay fever and the Black Plague. Why, you may ask? Well, I shall tell you. The Black Plague in the 1800s forced many people into poverty, and the rats and the children and all the infestation.
Those three ants.
Get out! No! I don't believe it. I don't think that's correct grammar. If the four ants, then you'd have a good argument. I got 3 seconds left. No, come on. You can't snipe that shit from me. You can't snipe it from me. Do you want to snipe it from me? What are you going to do? This is why when you play Just a Minute, you need a moderator. Someone to say, this is how it is, you know?
Yeah. Is there anyone else in this building that wants to moderate our game? Just a minute.
Yeah, if anyone else is in the building, you can come in and be on live air with us.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But I guess not.
Is anyone...
No, you take it. You take it. It's yours.
Alright, so do I go back from the beginning?
Yeah. That was an amazing performance. I appreciated it. So right. Yeah, that was good.
In the 1800s, William Penn first landed in America. He did it. He landed like way earlier.
Deviation from the truth.
That's maybe plausible.
No, because right. that's like not factual versus not logical, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right. So it's 2-3. I'm winning right now.
What are you talking?
I'm still winning.
What do you? What do you?
I'm just trying to swindle something. I'm just trying to swindle a victory. All right. Okay. So let's do
the all-seeing eye.
Okay. How about we do let's be creative here, like, the sinking ship, that's an amazing one, you know? How about we think of, the ripped pants?
Alright.
That's a good one?
Yeah.
Alright, should you wanna go first? Alright.
Sure.
You're gonna go first, ready? Ripping pants. Ready, set, 3, 2...
Wait, is it ripping pants or the ripped pants?
The ripped pants or, like, the ripping pants.
Okay.
Let's do ripping pants, let's make it an action thing, so, like, you can be, oh my god, I just ripped my pants.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Cool. Yeah.
Ready, the ripped pants, set, go.
Oh my goodness, I have just ripped my pants.
Deviation or hesitation, everything.
Yeah.
Alright, okay. Yabba dabba doo, I said when I first ripped my pants. What am I gonna do when I go to
repetition
school?
Repetition do.
What?
Repetition do.
What do you mean?
Yabba dabba do. What am I gonna do?
No. I withdraw. I withdraw from that. That's illegal.
Really?
Come on, bro.
Really?
What, dude? One's a word. It's like, and one isn't a word. Yabba dabba doo.
Yabba dabba doo, yabba dabba doo. Come on, mate. I've got 46 seconds left. If I end it in 46 seconds, then you can regret not being more forceful in this.
All right, take it.
All right, okay. All right, what am I doing? All right, okay. Yabba dabba doo, I said when I first ripped my pants. What am I going to do when I go to school and all the pretty girls eye me and see my beautiful pants ripped in their eyes, and the teachers, they look at me and say that I should not go to school with such a disgrace.
School repetition.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, 29 seconds. Ready, set, go.
With ripped pants, it is very hard to interact with others in our society because they will look at you funny and say that you are not one of them. And that is something that is really difficult to members of our common...
hesitation!
What was that?
We have 14 seconds left. All right, so I'm going to really screw this up okay. Okay, so doing rip pants, okay. The first time I ripped my pants was when I asked Becky out to prom. She looked at me very confused and said, "Why, Johnny, why did you have to rip your pants right in front of me at this particular time? Now I too look like a fool. Now I, not
I
you."
Repetition.
What do we do? I don't know, what do we do? Did it take you 3 seconds to say that?
Ooh.
It could have hit, I feel like it was right there.
Because
it's when you interject. Is when we have to pause.
Just take it.
Oh, it's tied up.
It's tied.
Oh my god, it's tied.
I'll regret that later.
All right. All right, okay, we're going to do another subject right here. What are we going to do? Let's do the kid at the gym. That kid at the gym. Yeah, that kid
or that guy at the gym. Which one?
No, that guy at the gym.
Yeah, right.
That's good material.
Yeah.
All right, ready? You want to start off?
Sure.
Ready? That guy at the gym, starting 3, 2, 1.
This is a public service announcement. It is imperative that you do not be that guy at the gym. Everybody knows that guy at the gym because he is that guy at the gym. He is always wearing leopard striped pants with Nike Elite high top socks and a butcher's hat because he brings his knife. And
that was not hesitation. You can't laugh, bro. You can't laugh on set.
What's that?
Sorry, you can't laugh on set. Sorry.
You can't laugh?
Yeah, because laughing is like hesitating.
But like, I'm still talking through it.
Okay. But it's you're laughing.
Are you sure that's a rule?
All right. Let's.
Yeah, look that up.
Let's say just a minute of laughing. Laughing. I don't know, dude.
What?
I don't know. Laughing during. I don't know if laughing is bad.
I feel like it's not unless you like actually have to stop talking.
Okay. We'll play. We'll allow you to go. We'll allow you to continue.
Okay. Where was I though?
I have no idea. I think we need to restart the entire thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
Because you were the fastest. Because you weren't talking that long, were you?
I feel like I was.
I don't know. Maybe.
What
like,
was it at?
It just kept on going.
Yeah.
So while
you didn't stop it, you
didn't stop.
Ruined it, man.
You say 10 seconds, so 50 seconds left.
Okay.
Or 45 seconds left.
Okay.
We'll be 45 seconds.
What was the topic?
That guy at the gym.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. We're going to do that guy at the gym, 45 seconds left, starting now.
Everybody knows that guy at the gym. He's always walking in with a smile and his headphones on, blasting loud reggaeton music through his Bose
hesitation. You didn't want to say headphones again. You knew I was gonna get you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. So 12 seconds. We've got 32 seconds left now. That guy at the gym. I am that guy at the gym. Whenever you walk in there and you think to yourself, I can't believe this person managed to go to the gym every single day looking like that, dressed in the same uniform, dressed in the same...
Dude, repetition is going to kill you, man.
Repetition is so hard. Because you want to say, you want to repeat things for emphasis, but you can't. Okay, so you've got, so it was 27, so you've got 18 seconds left.
All right.
Where's that go?
Do you want to be that guy at the gym? That guy that's always wearing neon striped socks and leopard high tops? That guy that has his weights stacked too high on every single dumbbell that he uses?
Hesitation. All right, so we've got 5 seconds left. I completely stole it. I stole it, but I'm gonna have to continue. As I was saying before, I am that guy at the gym who never brushes his hair, never washes, and doesn't believe in body odor deodorant perfume. I got it. All right, so we've got. I'm up, dude. You need to come back, bro. You need to come back and get this. I feel like I'm
lost the last three in a row.
I feel like I'm just stealing them from you every time.
You're just killing me, man.
Okay, all right.
I'm such a...
So we're gonna do the skate shop.
All right.
So you know there's way more than I do.
Yeah.
So you can just talk about anything you want about skating.
Really. Yeah.
Okay, ready, the skate shop, ready, set, go.
As I walked in the skate shop for the very first time, I noticed a few things about the skate shop that weren't quite right. First of all, the skate shop had a large red couch where it should have had a bigger sofa. This ottoman
hesitation,
was not...
Hesitation.
What is an ottoman? Is that a piece of furniture?
I have no idea what an ottoman is. I feel like it's a tiki, something, a tiki or something. An ottoman. You spell with an H-N? I don't know. Okay, So, I walked into the skate shop and I went straight to the front desk, asking the man behind, why am I here? No, you come on, man. That was...
Asking the man behind, why am I?
No, you can't do that. Okay, all right. Okay, 32 seconds, ready, go.
The counter in the skate shop is one of the most interesting parts of the skate shop because it displays all of the skate shop's hardware and goods, such as wheels made by the Spitfire Company or the Bones Palo Peralta Company, which started back in the mid-80s when the Z-Town Dog Boys were starting their first ever... I meant to say the Dogtown Z Boys.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. But you wouldn't know, so
would Finn know that? Finn would know that.
Absolutely. That's like super famous skate history, dude.
Wow, I need to become more in tune with this stuff. Yeah.
I don't Dogtown Z Boys are like the people who started skateboarding.
Really?
Yeah.
Dogtown, they made the fast boards.
Yeah.
Dogtown.
Yeah, look it up. There's a movie made about him.
Dogtown Z Boys.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
92%. 92% what?
Rotten Tomatoes. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, it is a really good movie. And it's like super classic, too.
It's Dogtown and Z Boys. Come on. So Dogtown Z Boys. Dogtown and Z Boys.
No, they call themselves the Dogtown Z Boys.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Alright. So, is it my turn right now or what?
I think that's false. I mean, like, yes, I got them backwards, but like, no, that is a real thing. Like,
but you started cracking up.
No, I didn't.
You started cracking up hard.
No, I did not.
Alright, okay.
And didn't we determine that
last score now?
It's 4-3. You're winning by one.
Alright, okay, we'll go back. You got 20. You have to be successful for 20 seconds. Okay, ready, set, go.
The Dogtown Z-Boys were the pioneers of skateboarding and really allowed the rest of the market to develop into what it is now with the modern-day skate shop, which includes the countertop, which is full of the hardware and goods.
You had 4 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is...
Alright, I don't want to. I think we should win by two.
Nah, dude.
Alright, I'm gonna give it to you. It's equal right now. Okay, we'll give the bet. The last one wins.
Alright, this is the tie right now.
Okay, the tie.
And then I gotta go to bed. Dude. Yeah, same. I'm tired.
Okay, so we're gonna okay, the last one has to be something that you think of.
Smelling shoes.
Smelling shoes. Okay. I start.
Wait, okay, like, what's the creative license in this game? Like, could I say, like, hey guys, check out my new EP by my band Smelling Shoes. We like to smell shoes. Like, something like that.
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
Yeah, okay.
Anything.
Okay,
it's all about creativity, as long as you stay on topic.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So, ready, set, go. Hey, Emma Dorsham, why are you looking at those shoes so funny? Well, Jimmy, I just like to smell shoes. That's very funny, because I've never met anyone in my life before that enjoys smelling shoes as much as you do, Emma. Wow, Jimmy, that's so fucked up that you'd say that, because I think this is a great hobby that more ladies and more boys should get into their life. I believe...
I believe. Yeah. Repeat.
Okay, all right. 35 seconds. Ready, go.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to introduce my circus group. We are called Smelling Shoes. We enjoy smelling shoes because they just smell great. Here is my friend, Sniffinditas. Here is my other companion. His name we don't mention because it's very smelly. But I rest assured he will not come out of here with his nose in one piece because he is smelling shoes all day long. He's just got his nose in them and just will not pull it out.
All right, you're good. Whatever. We'll let you go with that. Okay. Whatever. I was gonna butt in, but it's fine. It was a wild ride. Wild ride. Okay, well, guys,
thank you, guys and girls,
thank you for listening. This is DJ Juju.
How many listeners do we have?
Right now we've got 11.
We've got to refresh it.
I don't wanna refresh it. Oh, we still got 11.
Thank you to the 11 people who are still listening.
Thank you for not leaving us. It means a lot to us. Well, thank you very much for listening. This is DJ Juju Mixing Milk. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have to go. We need to go to sleep. We've got big days ahead of us, especially this kid. He's going to Chile in 2 days, 3 days. Oh, so, 2 days now.
So I need to pack up my life into a bag.
One bag and leave.
Yeah.
Which is very sad, but we're going to keep in contact, which is the most important part.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy your Monday.
Enjoy your Monday, guys.
Celeste Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your...
web suffered understands suffering and thereby extends their hand. The storm that lends harm also makes fertile. Blessed is the grass and herb and the tree of thorn and light.